I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. Thanks for tuning in this morning. In the studio with me is the Executive Director of People Working Cooperatively. Jock Pitts is here to talk about the Ramp It Up for Veterans campaign. It just launched last week, a big celebration with a blitz to help local veterans in need. Good morning, Jock.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, let's begin by clarifying that while you have this Ramp It Up for Veterans campaign, People Working Cooperatively is an organization that has been helping veterans and others in the tri-state for quite some time.
Yes. You know, our mission is to help low-income homeowners stay in their home, and we do that through emergency repairs and energy conservation and also modifications for people with mobility issues. Veterans have always been a part of that group.
So this, is focusing on the veterans, it's something that PWC usually does, but really this Ramp It Up for Veterans campaign is bigger than just PWC in Cincinnati.
Well, it is, and you know what we're noticing is we're getting more and more veterans applying for service, and you know, these are folks that have sacrificed themselves for our country and for each one of us, and it wasn't a good thing, you know, that we're seeing more and more people on the list, and we weren't able to deal with them in a timely fashion. So we reached out and to see if we could find some partners to help us. And Home Depot Foundation is a group that has a focus on helping veterans, and we were fortunate enough to be one of 13 grant recipients, and I would say the largest in the country. So we're very proud of that. And we established an event here to get awareness created for the issue. And it's called Ramp It Up for Veterans.
So explain exactly what Ramp It Up for Veterans is and what this big blitz is all about.
Well, we're bringing a lot of groups together with with the Home Depot Foundation, some dollars from them. We received $155,000, and I know that's a big amount, but it's a portion of what we're going to need to go forward. And we also have Senko Tools, which is helping us with a Text to Give campaign that we've created. And it all comes together with veterans groups and service groups and PWC's skill set and wonderful volunteers that we're going to go out and we're going to help veterans stay in their homes. And many of our veterans are coming back now from wars across the sea. And we're also seeing that veterans from a different era, you know, World War II and Korea and Vietnam are aging and they're needing different kind of help. Or maybe it's just their family. Maybe the veteran, unfortunately, isn't in the picture any longer and the family has suffered a serious loss and they're just needing some help. Well, if it's around the house, if it's a fix-it-up kind of thing or a ramp or a modification ability, that's not a tough thing for PWC. We can make that intervention. We can help them stay in their home as long as we have some funds to do it. And we will make it's good for them to be sure. It's also good for society. Where are they going to go, Mark, if they're forced out of their home? It's kind of a lose-lose proposition.
Well, indeed it is. And that is something that PWC has been doing for quite a bit. And it not only helps these individuals, the low-income, the elderly, the disabled homeowners, that you've been working with for almost 40 years now.
Yes.
Here in Cincinnati. But it really does help the community. Last time you were here and we were talking, there was a study that had come along and said the efforts of people working cooperatively and the repairs really benefit beyond just the homeowner.
Boy, you have a great memory, and it's true that when PWC does this whole house service for someone, it increases the housing value 6 to 10%, which was a study that was over a 10-year period in Hamilton County, so it wasn't just an aberration. We're keeping a home, people paying their taxes, and the home surrounding the home we worked on actually went up 1 to 2%. Kind of an astounding result. It helps children do better in school because they're staying in the same home. That's not PWC's mission, but what a great, you know,
great
ancillary
benefit. Yes.
And it keeps people healthier. They're living in the home. And I think that may be an assumption that one would have, but people that have their home that's safe and it's secure and it's heated and they have plumbing, they can get in and out, get to the doctor, they're healthier. So they use less services ultimately. And there's just so many benefits to making this intervention.
Well, there was a big event on September 6th with a lot of pomp and circumstance of celebrating the kickoff for this and a day of service that happened. Tell me some stories about what happened there on September 6th.
Well, it was actually very exciting. We had a group of 10 different veteran service organizations came to PWC along with, oh boy, there were hundreds of people that were volunteering and representing. We had elected officials and people coming together to say, you know what, we want to be a part of this. We all support this cause. PWC, you are in the place to be able to do something about it. So how do we work this out? So we had Jason Dominguez, who is the assistant director for Veteran Services in Ohio, come down and gave a very passionate speech about his service as a veteran and what he did and being on the front lines and coming back and adjustment. And not everyone is as fortunate as he is. And so there are people, he talked about them, that needed help. And so with these dollars and we're going to get a good start. We're going to serve 60 veterans. We served 16 on that one day, did some amazing things for people and heard some amazing stories about their life, their service, and where, you know, it brings tears to your eyes. And I've been doing this a long time. It still brings tears to my eyes, Mark, about what someone has done and where they've come from and what they're doing. And so it's inspiring. So we were able to help some of those people. We're going to continue to, and yet there'll be more. And so I'm hoping to just bring attention to that. It's not just veterans. We're going to have other people that need this service. But for this time, for this point in time, we have to find a way to create some dollars that can help these veterans that have served us.
And fundraising is an aspect of the Ramp It Up for Veterans campaign. It began there, as I mentioned, on September 6th, and the drive ends on Veterans Day, November 11th. But the need continues. It goes on. How are you reaching out to folks to try to get contributions?
Well, thanks for asking. We have this Text to Give campaign that you can look on our website. It's pwchomerepairs.org or call us at 351-7921. And we'd be glad, and I said that very fast. You can say it later
No.
Not so quickly. But people can they can give to either time or their dollars to help us do this. And we're going to have some additional attention. We've had the wonderful fortune of on November 11th, which is Veterans Day, we will be down at the Bengals game, and they're going to be playing the New York Giants, world champion New York Giants, and we're going to get the word out then. We're going to have on the big board, and a lot of volunteers will be out passing out these Text to Give pieces, and we're just, again, raising awareness so that everybody can give a little, just a little, and it'll go a long way. We pledge that these dollars will go to help veterans. We're serious about it.
Now, with the Ramp It Up for Veterans, a lot of the work that PWC usually does, you mentioned the energy conservation and repairs and stuff that need to be done. But are there a lot of ramps for these veterans that are needed for accessibility? Since it is Ramp It Up for Veterans.
Yes, that's a wonderful lead in for me, because yes, there are a significant amount of these folks that have a disability, or in some, it can be just old age, you know, that they need some security in the bathroom or ability to be able to take a shower, and they want some hand bars and so forth. But that isn't the only thing, and it is all of the services that we provide. If you put a ramp in and you've widened a door and allowed them to use their bathroom independently, isn't that great? But if there's no heat in the house, they still can't live there. Mm-hmm. So we can do that too, and we can make the house more energy conservation oriented. We can tighten it up and let their fuel bills come down so they can pay them. It's that whole house service that we always talk about, Mark, that where we're bringing those three services together and we're allowing somebody to more efficiently stay in their home.
Well, great work that really benefits all the communities, all 20 counties that PWC serves here in the area. And thank you for your efforts and hope that this helps get the word out to get some contributions and help these veterans too.
It does. I appreciate your support, Mark.
Jock Pitts, the Executive Director of People Working Cooperatively. PWC has begun the Ramp It Up for Veterans campaign. They did a day of service blitz to help 16 veterans locally, but looking to help 60. And they are looking for donations of both money and time. And you can find out more about that by visiting our website, wvxu.org. We'll point you to the People Working Cooperatively website and also provide the information about their Text to Give, a Ramp It Up for Veterans effort. Really some critical work that needs to be done to help our veterans here in the Cincinnati and surrounding community. So visit wvxu.org and learn more. Thanks again, John.
You bet.